Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Olé, 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 olé. Olé, 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 olé.
Hot, hot, hot. Buster Poindexter.
Oh, man. Dress light this evening. Do not dress in layers. You're heading out this evening. Of course, we don't want to be inappropriate. We want to stay on the right side of the law. Not show too much skin, but good grief. It's Houston hot out there. It's standing in line at Disney World in Orlando. Hot out there right now. And, no, it's not going to last. It's going to cool off starting tomorrow, and by Wednesday, we will all be breathing easier. I think many of us will be breathing easier when we come out of this potential recession we're heading into, it seems. Most financial experts seem to agree that the odds of a recession are very high. We may already be in a recession. And let's say, hypothetical, you know, you're in your 60s, you're thinking about retirement, you're thinking about dialing things back. What should you be doing right now, now that the market is down, what, 25, 30%? When we have questions about finance, we go to Andy Tate. He's a financial advisor with Best Prep and specifically with Cahill Financial Advisors. Andy, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Absolutely. Andy joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. My understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, since World War II, there have been something like a dozen recessions. The average length of the recessions during that period, about 11 months. Is the best advice, if you're in the markets, it's not a loss until you actually cash out, just hands off? Would that be your counsel right now?
That's absolutely. Do the best you can to make rational thoughts, because there's plenty of irrational ideas out there right now. So it's making sure you don't make a decision that will have 20, 30 years of impact. So stay rational.
I remember rational. No, actually, I don't. But what are some of the biggest mistakes people make? I mean, you panic and you cash out. And people tend to sell when they should be buying, and they buy when they should be selling, right? The psychology is all screwed up.
The psychology is, and I think too many people fixate on the names of the companies and not what the companies are actually doing. And so you'll look at Amazon and Tesla. Everybody wants to own those companies. Well, there are other companies out there that are actually doing quite well. So when a retiree or someone who's approaching that time looks at their portfolio and sees that it's down 25 or 30%, you know, that can be troubling. And so you want to make sure you have diversified investments as well as diversified sectors. Don't just put everything in tech because it's popular. Don't put everything in real estate because it's popular. You want to make sure things are spread around.
Is real estate a decent hedge against the gyrations in the stock market right now? I mean, I just remember personally, having some money in real estate helped back in 2008. It dropped, everything dropped, but it didn't drop as much as the markets. What is your advice there during this time when, what, mortgage rates are now up around 6%, so it's more expensive to own a home?
Yeah, the game is definitely changing. The 2% days are behind us. I don't see those happening anytime soon again. So I do think real estate is a good sector to have. It's not as liquid as some folks would like. You can't take a piece of your roof off and go to the grocery store to buy groceries with it. So there is a balance sheet value that's nice, but you also have to have other assets around it.
What about inflation? I mean, what, we're 10% inflation? Haven't seen that in a long time. Anything we can do to mitigate some of the impacts? Everything costs more money. What advice would you have for people regarding inflation?
Well, I think now people are starting to think a little bit like we used to. There was a time when we were all coming out from underneath our basements and we were willing to spend whatever to go do something. Well, now things are more expensive. We feel the gas pump. We feel food. You know, those prices are very high. And I think people are going to start to make some choices. If it's skipping going to the restaurant and eating at home, if it's instead of driving across the country, you're staying more local. But I do think that there's going to be the consumers are going to slow down. The consumer is a little bit more on edge now than we have been for quite some time.
We live in the age of the side hustle. I've had a side hustle ever since I was in college because I never trusted my media employers. And I've always had a gig on the side, and I'm glad I did. And my thought, you know, for people who are heading into retirement, if you can have, other than Social Security, another source of income, consulting, anything, and just delay when you have to actually tap your investments. Do you agree with that thought process?
1,000%. And I think where the math starts to go sideways is when you are pulling money out of the accounts, you now have to make sure that you have some in cash, because if you have markets like we do now, but if you're able to not withdraw, may not be saving money, but if you're not pulling money out, you have a semi-retirement scenario. It really helps the retirement numbers tremendously. It's a huge advantage.
Andy, what advice would you have for people that are approaching retirement age or even in retirement right now? What steps can people take to increase the odds of having the retirement that they dreamt of?
Well, it sounds kind of silly, but if there are projects or appliances or something that has more of a significant expense tied to it, do it before you retire. And if things go sideways, if you're putting a new roof on your home, you realize that there's more damage there than what you originally thought, well, you can stretch out, you can work a little bit longer. So I think there are some 10, 15-year expenses that you can address before you've officially turned off the spigot. And I think that just adds, it just creates a little bit more comfort mentally.
Social Security, I mean, again, how is the viability of Social Security? Do we have to worry about Social Security going away or running out of money? I mean, what do you tell your clients?
See, I'm in the minority. I love Social Security. You can't outlive it. It's going to go up with inflation. Now, there's some concerns. Will it be funded? It doesn't take much to have that fully funded. You can push it back a little bit. You can't get it till you're 72, or you can't get it till you're 74. They can tax it a little bit differently. They can give you a little bit less. But I think it's a tremendous asset because it's creating a form of fixed income. Mm-hmm. And I think there's so many people right now that depend strictly on stocks, and when they really need to make sure they have income coming in.
And speaking of that, what advice would you have for people that want that income? Is this a time to look at bonds again, annuities? I mean, what would you suggest? Low risk, zero risk, but still something that you know, 5, 7, 10%? Is that too much to ask for right now?
Options are great in times like this. Looking at options in today's world, you have to be critical of the expenses. If someone's giving you something, they're charging you for it. So make sure you know where those expenses lie. And annuities are traditionally very expensive, but they do provide a fixed income stream. So you have to weigh the cost of it. Does it outweigh the stress that life causes when you don't have the fixed income?
Andy, I sure appreciate you coming on. It's been great getting to know you, and I wish you the very best. Hope you're having a great summer. Thank you for what you do for listeners. Cool, calm, rational advice. Cahill Financial Advisors is lucky to have you. Andy Tate, thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Paul, and it's great to hear that Jordana is doing so well. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.